Guernsey Election 2012 Update with Kevin Stewart.
Tonight, the Guernsey Disability Alliance held a speed hustings. The idea of the speed hustings was to make current state's members and candidates aware of the issues facing disabled people in Guernsey. I must say, I was enlightened and informed the whole evening, and actually I was appalled at some of the stories and how actually we look after some of our disabled people in Guernsey. Some of the topics covered were employment, respite care, benefits, community support, housing, mental health, carers, community care, education, and also legislation. We also met the civil servants who are putting together the disability and inclusion strategy, which will be debated by the next states. The disability and inclusion strategy is there to promote the inclusion of disabled people and carers in all aspects of island life by ensuring that people have equal access to opportunities to take part in island life, people's needs are met in a thorough, appropriate and coordinated way, and people are treated as individuals with a right to make choices about their own lives. This evening I spoke to the chair of the Guernsey Disability Alliance, Shalane Green, and asked her what she hoped to achieve by this evening.
What we were really trying to get across to all the candidates is a perspective on disabled people's issues in Guernsey, particularly because in the next session of the States, the candidates, if they become deputies, will be voting on something called the Disability Strategy. The Chief Minister before Deputy Lyndon Trott was Mike Torrode, and when he came to see us, he admitted that disabled people's issues had been neglected in Guernsey. And he said the reason, it's nothing malevolent or anything like that, it's simply that we haven't heard from you and we don't know what you need. So what we were giving people today was a taster of hearing from us and knowing what we need, and very much the breadth of issues around. We had different tables on employment and education and respite care and getting the right information at the right time, and the candidates went from table to table.
In the next states, apart from getting the strategy organised, what is the most important piece of legislation we could do for disabled people in Guernsey?
That's a good one, because we've got pending the Ordinance on Employment Law. Because Commerce and Employment did a consultation back end of 2010, beginning of 2011, to see if we should bring in more employment law discrimination. Well, we've got sex discrimination, but we haven't got disability discrimination. And Commerce and Employment have made that one of their priorities in their 2012 business plan. But I guess they have a lot of priorities in their 2012 business plan. So some impetus from our new state's members towards that happening would be very welcome.
Shalane Green, chair of the Guernsey Disability Alliance, thank you very much.
A vote for Kevin Stewart is a vote for common sense and action.